take one verse today from a work which is called the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. As you properly know, Sanatana Goswami wrote in his old age a book called Brihat Bhagavatamrita. It is a very interesting book for devotees. It is divided in two parts. The first part deals with the question, who is Krishna's dearest devotee? The second part deals with the journey of Gop Kumar, who comes from the material world and goes back to the spiritual world. It is a fascinating story, and some of my listeners this evening were at a seminar which we had in the Swiss Alps. We had rented a big house right in the mountainside and used and sat together 2.5 days and just told the story of Gop Kumar's journey in the spiritual world. And when we ended the seminar, still remember, it was time to go into the valley again. We had to use these lifts and drive with these lifts, back, and no one wanted to go back into the material world called Switzerland. We all wanted to stay in the mountains in this house. And this is the effect which someone has who hears this story. It is written in such a way that your natural bhav or your natural feelings for Krishna, which are now distributed in so many directions, are again concentrated on Krishna only. And this is such a wonderful work. So when the Brihat Bhagavatamrita ends in a very ecstatic passage. It is told by Gop Kumar to his disciple. And at the end of the narration, the disciple looks at his spiritual master and is overwhelmed by this wonderful story of the return of the soul in the spiritual world, but he just can't imagine to do this himself. He doesn't have these spiritual realizations which Gop Kumar has, who tells him the story. He looks at him. Gop Kumar sees this, and he is already an associate of Krishna. He sees this person he tells the story to. He puts the hand on the head, blesses him. At that moment, by the powerful blessings of Gop Kumar, this person who heard the story realizes everything and begins to shout, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you?" And begins to sing the holy name, and also Gop Kumar sings the holy name, and they both run into the forest of Vrindavan looking for Krishna. And they are so moved that they stumble and fall on the ground and lose their consciousness. The moment they awake, when they are in fainted, they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, and they wake up from their unconscious condition, and they see Gopal, who brings a cows to the Yamuna for drinking. And he laughs, he dances, his steps are very light. Yes? Yeah. Good. And they run towards Gopal. Gopal sees them. Krishna sees them and begins to run towards them. And they fall on each other. Krishna is so happy to see his devotees coming back. They fall on each, upon each other. And then Krishna says something which is so moving. He says, "Where were you? I was always looking down the path if you would come. And now you have come." And he thinks for a moment. He wants to give a present to this newcomer who just, you know, this person who is Gop Kumar's disciple. And he looks for something to give, like when someone comes, you go, "What can I give you?" And you know, you might find out, "Well, I have some sweets to give you." But Krishna didn't have anything to give. He was there on the, you know, herding the cows. Krishna didn't take anything with him. So he sat down and he saw there were some ornaments which Mother Yashoda had put in the morning on him, and he took his own ornaments and gave them to the newcomer because he was so happy. And I think this is a very significant thing. It's not only that we will be happy when we go back, Krishna is also very happy. So then the story ends, but then there is a great frustration in the air of the book. The story is told by Parikshit Maharaj to his mother, and Parikshit Maharaj is now going to leave his body, as we know. And his mother said, "Before you go, can you just give the real essence about Krishna? Just a summary." And then Parikshit Maharaj tells a series of, I believe, 47 verses, which are known in the Vaishnava world as the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. This morning I told you already, Rasayana means it's a powerful medicine which is given to a patient whose disease is gone but who is still very weak. In Panchakarma, for instance, the Ayurvedic treatment where they change your whole body, at the end you are so weak, and then they give you the Rasayanas so you become strong. So in Krishna consciousness, our main disease has gone. We are no longer involved in the sinful activities. But at this moment, however, it's very important that we get some strength in Krishna consciousness, because if we do not get, we will fall back to the material world. You know, if someone just follows four rules and regulations, yes, he does not engage in sinful activities, but his desires may still be material. So therefore this Rasayana is given, these verses which tell us, give us a higher taste in spiritual life. And I want to read a few of them for you and discuss them this evening. I just see I have so many notes on it that I'm still a little incapable, but I will just pick a few verses for you, and I think I will start with Giriraj Govardhan. Antaya matriya bala haridasa vayo yad rama krishna charana sparasha pramoda munam tanoti sahago ganayastayo yat paniya suyasa kandara kandamula. This is spoken by Radharani. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna, Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. How do you recognize a devotee? This is a question of Sanatana Goswami and the Prabhupada. Well, you see that in his heart are very, very wonderful feelings of love for Krishna. And these feelings are expressed by certain ecstasies which come out. For instance, one outer manifestation is that the devotee likes to sing about Krishna. When a pure devotee sings, oof, it moves. It's so strong. Like this morning, our Lokanath Maharaj sang his kirtan. We were all, wow, this was really Krishna was present. So Govardhan also shows his devotion in external signs. His hair goes like this. What is his hair? His hair is the grass. This grass of Govardhan, which grows there, has four qualities. One is that it smells very nice. It's so soft, and the taste is exquisite, and like the hair stand on end, the cows come. Another is Govardhan sweats with ecstasy. What is his sweat? His sweat is the water which comes in rivers from Govardhan. And also, sometimes this water turns into sugar cane juice for the thirsty friends of Lord Krishna. These are outer manifestations. And the second is, he does a wonderful service for Krishna by supplying for Krishna caves. When it's summertime, the caves are very warm, and when it's cool, and when it's wintertime, the caves are very warming for Krishna. This is how Govardhan is serving Krishna with his whole body. Even so much so that Krishna and Balaram walk over the hill. You must admit, that servant who gives his body to his master so that the master can walk over it is a very big servant. There was a servant of Ramanuja. Ramanuja had to go somewhere over some, there was some mud, and the servant just went like, plump, made a dandavat into the mud, and then said, "You go meet a very strong body, you have a good bridge." And this way they are very remarkable. We would not offer our body except in sexual activities this is done, but beyond, but that is not, that has often some, I do not know, I'm not so expert, let us not talk. This is one isolated case maybe, but the servant who offers the whole body to the master can walk, that's something very extraordinary. I it's very rare. Giri Govardhan became, when he was lifted by Krishna at the time of Indra's attack of Vrindavan, Giri Govardhan became so ecstatic by the lotus touch of the hand of Lord Krishna that he became so big that all of Vrindavan fitted under his shelter. At that time, Indra sent some messages. This is from Gopachan, who said, "Is there something going on in Vrindavan? I just want to know." The messengers came back. They hadn't seen Krishna under Giriraj. They said, "No, everything is under water." And I said, "I don't believe this. I have a feeling." And he went down and he saw the Giri Govardhan. The rains, which could inundate the whole world, could not even wash down one ant from the Giriraj. And Giriraj was totally in his body was in ecstasy. He was lifted up by Krishna, and he spat in ecstasy. And all the bridge passes were there, and Indra, of course, saw how Giriraj had protected the dearest devotees of Krishna. This brings us to a point. If you want to serve Krishna, you should learn from Giriraj that you should also serve the devotees of Krishna. Giriraj does this. He is the best servant of Krishna, and he serves the devotees in a very, very particular way, which I would like to tell you. He reveals Krishna. This is what a servant of Krishna can do. Giriraj is hearing the prayer of everyone who comes to him and worships him and shows him Krishna. There's a verse by Raghunath Das Goswami which says, "My dear Giriraj, Radha Kund and Syama Kund are at your end. Please be so kind to give me a place next to you from where I can see what you can see." And what can Giriraj see? Giriraj can see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which take place at the Radha Kund. So we Raghunathas Goswami requests Giriraj to please reveal Radha and Krishna to him. And this is what is happening to someone who takes shelter at the lotus feet of Giriraj. He will reveal Krishna. A good example for this we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is waking from an ecstasy where he met Radha and Krishna, and he says, I was at the hill of Giriraj, and there I saw, by the mercy of Giriraj, how Radha and Krishna were just entering into a cave. And, some gopis told me, why don't you pick flowers for the worship of the divine couple? And then I was just in the process of doing this, but then you did kirtan. And as a result, I came here. I came and left Govardhan and came to you. So, Giriraj, Govardhan is a very wonderful thing. If you do it while you are in Braj, it is good if you sometimes go in a small group. I personally do not do think that parigrams are very good in big groups, and then one sits down, then one goes. But Giriraj parigram is actually done in one. Go about around him and you meditate about his glories. You will see that many, many things become revealed. You get more spiritual realization than by thinking so much, just by going around Giriraj for one time. I met one devotee who and Sanatana Goswami knew this, and he went every day for the big Govardhan Parikrama route, until one day he was stopped by Krishna. Krishna said, you are too old, you don't do this any longer. Sanatana Goswami said, I must do. And at that time Krishna went on the Govardhan hill and brought him a shila where his own footprint was installed, and said, if you do a parigram around this footprint, then it is equal to around the shila where the footprint is equal to making the whole route. The shila you can see in the Radha Damoda temple if you offer a few rupees and so on. I have heard that Krishna, that the Brijbasis say that Giriraj is so merciful that at one time of a day in the year he comes dressed in a white dhoti from the hill and goes where Radha Kund is, and some fortunate souls have seen him in this form and taken the dust. This is what the Brijbasis say, and they are during Purnima time, they were like, it was like the Second Avenue in New York, so full. Day and night they went around Giriraj. For us, I personally think it is very good if we make Giriraj parikrama and pray to Lord to Giriraj, the best servant of Lord Krishna, to show us also a little glimpse into Krishna. It's the pastime. Here was this one verse. Hare Krishna. I want to end our little kata because I see if I do the next verse, it takes very long to explain all the different words. I want to tell you a little kata, a little story. Something which I personally learned during this Vrindavan kata, Vrindavan stay. If you go to Vrindavan, it is very important that you know you should leave certain things behind and get certain things into your luggage. What you should leave behind is your worldly concerns and so on. What you should put into your luggage is great eagerness to know more about Lord Krishna. Because the people who live here, they have, many of the people have this jewel that they have love for Krishna in their heart. And I want to tell you something which moved me very, very much. For some reason, we had not done any Gopuja during Gopastami, but we decided to do it the next day. So we bought this much of jaggery and went to Biharivan. It's a place in Vrindavan which is very much like the original Vrindavan, because the trees are kept as they are. It's forbidden to even take one leaf away from the trees. And there is a goshala with 700 cows and calves. So we went. We were almost, attacked by the Gomatas. They were so eager to have our jaggery. And so we went and fed it. And then we met someone who said, "Would you like to meet a great soul who is almost, what did they say? They said he's over 100 or?
Nearly,
yes. So we thought, yes, when you are at a holy place, you should see a great soul. We went to this person who was, he was there, he was so old, but he looked like a child, very sweet, smiling. And I asked him what he did. He said, "Nam, Nam, I'm chanting the name from morning to the night." And he was very, very old. He had no tooth. I couldn't see one.
No.
Two, you said. Very old.
Yeah.
And just so sitting there in the sun and going back and forth, you know, being in ecstasy with the holy name and being totally satisfied. So we asked him some spiritual questions. Then we asked him, "Can you please tell us a leela?" "Leela?" "Hare Krishna.
Hi.
I'm just telling you a leela which you don't know for sure."
"That I what?"
"I'm just telling you a leela which might be new for you." "Right." "And then I'm then I'm finishing."
"Okay, yeah. I just came so we can make an appointment sometime before I go."
"Are you in a hurry to
I can hear a leela."
"The leela, and then we can make the appointment?"
"Sure."
"Good. This is, please sit with, sit, Maharaj. This will be now very rashi. You came just in time. You all know Danuda Maharaj. He is a very dear friend, and we spent time in the past.
Oh my God! I brought someone here to give you a book.
Yes,
I forgot.
Come, listen to this leela. Very nice that you're here.
Don't you know? How long is it?
5 minutes.
Oh, more than that. An hour.
Once Krishna now we will see what the residents of Vrindavan, how they relate towards Krishna and how much feelings they had. Once Krishna played with the cowherd boys and his party was defeated. Sri Ram said, now you will also have to carry the members of the opposite party on your back. Krishna said, no, I don't want it. Why not? Why are you opposing the rules of the game? Krishna said, because I'm the son of the king of Braj, of Nanda. Huh? They said, what king? And how are you the son? He has just 10 cows more than me. You, on the strength of 10 more cows, you don't want to carry. This is not good, Gopal. And if you insist on this point, we will not play with you. Krishna began to cry. You will not play with me? Oh, this is not fair. Please play with me. Don't you know I'm Narayan, Lord of Vaikuntha? Huh? You are Narayan? You always say so many things. Can you show? Krishna said, yes. I can show. Close your eyes. They closed their eyes. When they opened it, they saw a throne. They saw the rishis of the universe. Would come for an audience. They also saw the personified Vedas offering prayer after prayer. And they saw on the throne, it was Krishna. But he looked different. He had four arms. Krishna smiled and said, now you also praise. And the cowherd boys immediately began to sing cowherd song. Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava, you know, Sri Krishna Gopala, Hare Mukunda, Govinda. Just these Braj songs. Krishna Kanaya, Dauji Kabaya. And they went into the Braj groove, so to say, and the saints became very angry. Don't misbehave, this is Narayan. You have to chant the choicest prayers. No, but this is cowherd songs. So, and they became very angry. And someone even hit one of the boys. And the boys became very angry, very afraid, and began to cry. And they cried to Krishna, hey Gopal, hey Gopal. Krishna looked at them and he said, please close your eyes. They closed their eyes. They opened their eyes again. They saw how they were in Vrindavan. And they looked at Krishna. He had his flute. He had two arms. Now when this person, this old man was telling this, he ended the story in almost in tears. And then the cowherd boy said, Gopal, today you do not need to carry if you don't want, but tomorrow you must carry. And the way he was telling the story, actually, when it came to the part where Krishna cried because they didn't want to play with him, then he turned his face away and also and just was moved. He didn't want to show it, and then for some time he looked back. My point in telling you this story from local tradition is how much love these people have for Lord Krishna. Lord Brahma, after having stolen the cowherd boys, and I will end with this, Lord Brahma, he knew he had made a great mistake. He began to pray to Krishna. It's very interesting what he prayed for. He said, he didn't say, I want to know my eternal spiritual identity, or I want to be your devotee and serve you. He said, my Lord, just one thing, let me be some grass here, when the people of Vrindavan come over me, it touches my my grass body, this is my benefit I want. He knew he was not qualified to serve Krishna personally, because his teachers, the personified Vedas, are still searching for Krishna. So he had found some glimpse, so he could not overjump his teachers, so he wanted to take that humble position. When you are in Vrindavan, you can imbibe this love for Krishna. When you just come here more and more and more, and you associate, you don't have political minds, social minds, but you concentrate on Krishna in his most merciful form, you will be for sure feel this affection for Krishna, which comes more and more powerful. The most merciful form of Lord Krishna in this age, which is even more merciful than deities, and as it's explained, even more merciful than Paramatma, the Lord in the form of his holy name. And if you come to the Dham, Dham means Nam. Without Nam, Dham cannot be seen. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he made this statement. So I will now end this class. I will make a pause for 3 minutes, and then we can take questions and answers. In the 3 minutes you can relax, or those of you who have to go home can do that. But afterwards we can, and I can talk, and I want to make a little small announcement, which I actually should do now. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, if you would grace us with your association, come to the Samadhi and we will make Vrindavan Parikrama. At 7 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada Samadhi, and in the while, and then we will sit down and have a class at a place where we find some fire. We will somehow convince a bridge Parsi to make a fire so that we don't shiver in the cold. So I will make now a pause for 3 minutes. I hope you enjoyed this katha, and I hope also it was not just some leelas but some points. The points which I wanted to make is, we have to approach the servant to get Krishna. That's why we do approach Giriraj. The verse was about Giriraj, and the second point is to discover our love for Krishna. Our possibility when we are here in Vrindavan Dham is to take the Naam. And these were the 2 points which I wanted to highlight as things to take away from the class into one's life. Alright, so those who have to go can go now, but in 3 minutes we will just see if there's anything from your side, and I will just make an appointment with Dhanada Maharaj. Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Subject or anything which is related. Were you getting something out of this? Was I going too fast, or I'm asking a little bit. I'm thinking very much that it's good to talk about Vrindavan, and and to share things, realizations. And just by talking about these things, it is sure that something remains in our heart. Devotees Association is meant to talk about these things. So I want to, when I'm back in Germany, I want to actually talk in the evening about Vrindavana, because devotees need some rasayana, some nectar juice into the heart, which gives them strength. Isn't it, Vrindavaneshwari? We need this so much. Wherever it can be gotten, a thirsty person will go and drink. While I'm talking, Sridham, can you just try to get done with this one? Because I give the morning lecture in the temple on Friday. And tell him if he could come at 3 o'clock here, not at 7:45. Is any one of you with Damodara Maharaj together or knows where he stays? No idea. Just see if you can find him in MVT. Say Friday at 3 o'clock here, not at 7:45, because I'm the one who gives the lecture. I totally forgot. I have. I'm. This is typical Sachinandan Swami. So much spaced out. Hare Krishna. All right. So, no questions? Then I would say we should go to bed. And I should eat. That's also an important activity to be done sometime. Good. So I wish you all a very nice night with nice dreams about Krishna. One last thing before you all go. In our minds we have so many thoughts, and we usually can put them into two categories. Sankalpa, we accept things, and vikalpa, we don't like these things, push them away. So we are always engaged in this. And the thought of Krishna can never enter, because these two functions are always there. I like this, I don't like this, I like this, I don't like this. When we chant, we think about what did he say, it was not to me. When we met last few months, you know, we are always engaged so much with the past, which we like or don't like, or with the future of our lives in this world. And therefore the thought of Krishna cannot enter so much, because we have so much waves. I think you must be knowing so much waves in the mind. It's so agitated all the time. It's so worldly. The ordinary experience in this world. But we should make preparations that we can one day always think of Krishna and never forget him. And this doesn't happen by any chance, that one day we will be enlightened and be self-realized souls. We have to start practicing. One practice is the holy name. We should be able to listen to the holy name. It should fill our whole mind and being. And we might have to, for this purpose, to sit longer with the holy name, to spend more time with the holy name. Another is we should listen more frequently to Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. please bless me that what I'm preaching is not theoretical, but that something happens with me also. Hare Krishna. Can someone of you please bring me tomorrow sweets?